Greetings, friends and radio listeners. You are tuned to the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying, men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I know you're going to really enjoy the broadcast today as we join God's servant, Brother Hardy, as he brings forth a beautiful message entitled, The Bible Doctrine of Peace. What is peace according to Bible terminology? What is shalom? Oh, it's a beautiful message that I know will speak directly to your heart, will lift you up in spirit, will comfort you. So let's join Brother Hardy, God's servant now, for this beautiful message, The Bible Doctrine of Peace.
Everything is not going to go smoothly as a child of God. Just like when you get married, don't you think your marriage is all going to be a honeymoon? After you've been married for a while, you're not going to see the stars, but you might see stars. How many say amen? But you've got to commit yourself that you're both going to work together for the good of that marriage. And God is committed that he's going to work together for good for our shalom. And old Haman built the scaffold to hang Mordecai. But God troubled the king. And the king got up and told him, bring me the chronicles, the records of my kingdom. And in there he found out that Mordecai saved him from being killed. So he called Haman in. Oh, I like the irony. I like the humor of the Holy Ghost. Some people think God doesn't laugh, but I like his humor. How many say amen? Hallelujah. I'm talking about shalom. Do you have it today? Do you have shalom? Are you letting your heart be troubled? Are you letting it be afraid? Or are you believing God and knowing that God is actively at work for your well-being, for your good and your salvation? Hallelujah. I've been talking about Mordecai. That God will work all things together for good. Or a better translation, God is at work in everything for good to them that love the Lord. I don't care what it is that comes across your path after you're a child of God. God might have not designed it. The devil might have been the instigator of it. But if you love God and all being God, then God's going to be at work to turn it around and make it good, like he took the selling of Joseph down to Egypt for good to save the nation Israel, like he took the lion's den to elevate Daniel, like he took the fiery furnace to elevate Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and destroy all of their enemies. Jesus said, offenses must needs come, but woe unto them that bring it. People, the devil's going to stir people up to get at you, but woe unto them. Woe, because they have touched the apple of God's eye, and they don't know that God is actively present, working for the good of his children. When you're getting a test, God is working it for your good. And when the enemy brings something against you, God's going to step in. The active presence of God's going to step in. And when he gets done, it's going to be a blessing. So after the king called for the records, the chronicles of his kingdom, and found out that Mordecai saved him, he called Haman. And old Haman's so full of self. And you know, when you get self, you're so blind, you don't see nobody but self. And the king said to Haman, what should I do for that person I really love and admire and want to do something good for him? And right away, old self thought, he's talking about me. He said, I want you to put him on your mule. You know, the mule back in those days was the symbol of the king's power. Remember when David made Solomon king? when his other brother was trying to steal the kingdom, David said, get my mule and put Solomon on him and lead him through the city and proclaim him king. How many say amen? And the king says, well, get my mule. And that person that I loved, and old Haman was ready to do it, says, Mordecai, and you put him on my mule and you lead him through the city and proclaim him, he's blessed of me. How many say amen? Honey, when God's for you, he'll make the enemy put you on God's mule of authority and lead you through his kingdom, saying, this is the one that is in power and in favor with the Almighty God. Fear him. God's at work in everything for our good if you love God. How many say amen? We are supposed to be ruled by peace, not fear. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. You were called to peace. Remember, I'm talking about perfect well-being in every aspect of your life. Now here he's going to single out the aspect of peace. Let it rule. You're going to have to go to the Greek word again to see what that word rule means. And the Greek word here for rule, I guess the best word we would call it in the English would be referee. It was an arbitrator. It was the referee at the great Greek and Roman games. And he ruled who was a winner or who was a loser, or who could compete and who couldn't compete. He was to be the referee. And whatever he said, his decision was final. And God said, let peace, perfect tranquility, sit on the throne of your life. And when the devil tries to bring, or the world, or man, or sense knowledge, or anything like I preached just recently, that you perceive with your physical eyes, and hear with your ears, or smell with your smell, or taste or touch, don't let that reign your life and govern your life, but let peace sit on the throne and be the referee. And when your sight or sound or any of the sense knowledge tells you, be fearful, be afraid, be in uncertainty and doubt, then ask peace for a ruling. You want a replay. How many say amen? Don't sit there and tell me you don't watch football. You ain't kidding me. Whenever the world and self and the devil tries to force their decision, then call for a replay and their peace will overrule it. Peace will not let it come in. Peace will not let it govern. You won't be shook up. Let the peace of God reign. You see, it's a command, and you got the lets. I can either let the peace of God reign. See, just because somebody commands something doesn't mean I'll have to do it. I could command you to give me all your money right now. Does that mean you're going to do it? I would to God that was that way. I'd command all the devils to give the money to the gospel. Honey, when you get saved, you get the lets. And one of them is, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, the negative and the positive. Let the peace of God be the one that gives the final ruling. I am not going to let anything come into my soul to disturb its well-being. I'm going to let peace of God overrule it. And when bad feelings try to come, good feelings of peace takes over. How many say amen? Then peace is supposed to be our guard to keep us. How many say amen? Philippians 4 and 7th verse and the 9th verse says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Key in here is through Christ Jesus, the active presence of the Lord working for our shalom, the well-being of our whole being, is going to guard us. And this word in the Greek, guard, is like the word garrison of soldiers. Like Paul, remember he was in Damascus, and the governor of the city surrounded the city with a whole garrison of soldiers to take Paul captive. How many ever read that in Acts? You ought to read it sometime. Bring a blessing to you. But Paul had shalom. He had the active presence of God in his life. And even though all those Roman soldiers were around him, garrisoned around him to take him captive, God snuck him out the secret passage. Because he said, with every temptation, every trial, every test, God will make a way of escape that you may bear it. So here's the picture. Jesus said, a city set on a hill can't be hid. And we're one of his cities. And God has a garrison of soldiers all around us.
Amen. What a truly uplifting message by my father, Brother Hardy, the Bible doctrine of peace. Actually, the Hebrew term for peace is shalom, and it's much stronger and inclusive than our English peace. It refers not only to the absence of conflicts and trouble, but to wholeness and well-being for the whole man, body, soul, and spirit. God intends for his children to live by this principle and promise of shalom. And Satan will seek to steal our peace, but we have been instructed, we have been commanded to let the peace of God reign and rule in our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We are let the peace of God to guard our hearts. And this is a term that refers to a referee or umpire who calls the shots. So when the enemy comes against us, we're to let the peace of God reign and rule and usurp authority over the oppression of Satan. God's kingdom is a kingdom of peace, and we are to serve the Lord of peace and the Prince of Peace. This message is available in its entirety on both audio cassette and CD. And when you order the message, The Bible Doctrine of Peace, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Grace Sufficient. It's so good to know that regardless of what you're facing in your Christian trials, because we all have trials and temptations come to each and every one of us, but regardless of what our circumstances are, God's grace is sufficient for us. And that's why we are told to come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for help in our time of need. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the 2 audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the 2 CDs. Please send your love offering and request The Bible Doctrine of Peace and Grace Sufficient. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.